Good morning. Happy Thursday to you. It is January the 21st, 2016. Where did the year go? It's already the 21st. So today is Thursday on the Cook Report. That means it'll be something related to B2B, business to business information. And speaking of business, if you're in Edinburgh, Scotland, I know a business up there, Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean. So if you're in Edinburgh and you need cleaning done, that's the guy to call. He did all of our graphics. Thank you very much. And also told us about Podbean. Thecookreport.podbean.com will be audio for the file. All the links that I talk about today, I'll put into the notes on either YouTube or iTunes, the WordPress blog, guycook.wordpress.com. All those links will be there. So, oh no, I said guycook.wordpress.com. I can't put it there. It'll be on guyrcookonlineservices.com/blog/the post for 2016-0121 and so forth. So anyway, on with the show. The first topic I want to talk about is B2B video production. And that is to say, there are topics and the link that I'm going to provide from Vidyard. It's 15 expert tips for video production and business to business. Not for business to consumer, not for making commercials. This is how to get the job done for B2B. And it talks about, in the broad brush, it's going to talk about the secrets of brainstorming for creative results. It'll discuss the best practices for shoot location, for the lighting, for the audio, and post-production tricks to have an engaging product demo. So if you're doing B2B and you've got a product you want to get into the marketplace, you need to have it be engaging so that the potential distributors will pick it up. And then most importantly, how to scale video production on a budget. So we don't have the resources of the big guys like Google and Microsoft and so forth. We have to do it on a budget. That link, all those things will, the squeeze link will be into the notes of the description of the show and on the blog post about the show. And now the other thing I promised today, Google Analytics tips. Kevin and I talked a little bit this morning about Google Analytics, and that's kind of what sparked that imagined need. So here's 10 Google Analytics tips that I found. The first one, you want to monitor error pages with an alert. If you get a 404 error page on your site, get an alert. Have it email you that, oh, such and such a page was requested and that link doesn't work. You want to analyze conversion rates from devices. Like, are you doing gangbusters on mobile phone but nothing on tablets or vice versa? Then find out why. You need to have identify usability issues. Like if your sales funnel gets to the point that everybody drops out after it says click here, because you find out that the link to click here doesn't click, you've identified that usability issue. And part of that is to see your audience demographics. If you have more boys than girls, if you have more people over 50, those demographics and knowing that will put your content that much closer to a certain niche, however you want to say it, audience, by simply knowing the audience demographics. You want to analyze your conversion funnel. That's part of knowing what your goals are and if you're meeting them. Use the mobile app for your content strategy. Measure social interactions on the website. Like if many, many people are taking that, maybe it's a Facebook link or a Twitter share or whatever social thing that they can do with your content, and they're actually doing it, find out which ones work by measuring that. The date ranges. Compare your winter months to your summer months and what you need to do different in the summer maybe than you did in the winter. Maybe the people you sold in the winter, you need to back sell and woo them back in the summer with a discount, or, you know, if you buy before September 1st, we'll give you this much off the price, that kind of things. B2B customers, and sometimes some respects you treat them just like B2C, some of the time. The user permissions, if you've got a pay-to-play site, make sure that you've got everybody that's subscribed is into the membership part of your site. And if their subscription is expired, if it's over with, take them back out. Say, you know, send them an email. Say your dues are due. And last, exclude internal traffic from reports. So many people I know have set up their homepage in their browser so that every time they fire up their Chrome or their Firefox or their Internet Explorer, it will come up and count as a count in their analytics because they haven't blocked their IP. So don't use your own stuff as part of the traffic. If you're an admin on the site, there's a way to turn that off. So again, happy Thursday to you. This has been the Cook Report in the B2B section. We didn't have a co-host today, so I won't have to do that embarrassing question of, well, how you doing, kid? But I would like to have a co-host. And so in the future, the rest of the week, have a good one. This is the end of the Cook Report for Happy Thursday, January 21st, 2016. It's a wrap.